Do you ever find yourself arguing with God when you know He wants you to talk with someone? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Jennifer Rothschild found herself in that very position. But God won the argument.
There was a lady that moved in across the street, and I was making spaghetti for dinner that night. And as I was doing so, it was this sense I had that I needed to double my recipe and take some to her. And I immediately began negotiating with the Holy Spirit because, number one, I'm an introvert. Number two, I'm blind and it's really hard to maneuver across the street to meet a new neighbor. And so evidently the Holy Spirit didn't think my excuses were worthy and I knew I needed to just do it.
So despite her reservations, Jennifer took a step of faith and crossed the street.
So I put my spaghetti in a Tupperware and I pulled out my cane and I made it across the street. And when I knocked on the door, I said, in one burst of an announcement, "Hi, my name is Jennifer. I live across the street. I know you don't know me and this may be really weird, but I was making spaghetti and the Lord told me to double it because I needed to bring you some because you were new and He just wanted me to make sure you felt welcome." And then I didn't know what she was going to say.
As so often happens, when Jennifer reached out in faith, God took over.
She started to cry and said, "Oh, you have no idea. I used to go to church when I was a little girl and we're so lonely." And her baby was crying in the background. And it was so obvious that that is what the Lord wanted me to do. And so I'm glad I took the risk because it made a real difference in that woman's life.
Jennifer thought she had some great excuses. She's an introvert. She's blind. But God used her when she obeyed Him. And God wants to use you as well to make a difference in people's lives. For some ideas, go to makingyourlifecount.org.